Om Shanti. This is the Avyakta Murli of 26th January 1970. This is the series of Power of Thought, episode number 47. Create such a stage that you are not defeated by Maya, even in thoughts. This is called being an intense effort maker. If you keep your mind busy in pure thoughts from the beginning, then you will not have any other thought. You must use the methods you receive for keeping the mind busy. Keep the mind busy in churning the treasures you have received, and you will be freed from wasting anything. So, this is the Avyakta Murli of 26th January 1970. Baba is saying, create such a stage that you are not defeated by Maya, even in thoughts. This is called being an intense effort maker. If you keep your mind busy in pure thoughts from the beginning, then you will not have any other thoughts. You must use the methods you receive for keeping the mind busy. So, in 1970, Baba is talking about these things. So, first thing here is defeating Maya. Second thing is about becoming intense effort maker. And third thing is about keeping the mind busy. See, one of the most important thing in becoming Maya Jeet or the conqueror of the Maya is to stay busy in this Brahmin life. So, one of the important things to churn, to think, is that how to keep this mind busy. So when I was reading this yesterday, I thought of seven things where we have to keep our mind busy. Because the moment mind is not busy, it has a tendency to go towards wasteful things, to go towards negative, or if circumstances and other things permit, even towards vices. So, most important thing here is to keep the mind busy. And if you keep the mind busy, automatically you become intense effort maker, Tivra Purusharthi, and automatically you become Mayajit. Before we enter into the discussion of keeping the mind busy, I would like to tell two definitions of Tivra Purusharthi, which Baba has given in different murlis. One of the best definition of intense effort making is not to repeat the same mistake which you have committed before. If you repeat that mistake, it is not being an intense effort maker. So the first definition of being an intense effort maker is not to commit the same blunder, the same mistake. You have fallen down once, with lot of difficulty you got up. Now, again to get deceived, again to fall down, is not the sign of intense effort maker. You have done one mistake in life, learn from it. Take a chapter from that mistake. Just as in last Sunday's Murli Baba said, learn from Maya. Three chapters. First, becoming tolerant. Second, becoming embodiment of peace. Third, becoming constant, to have constant and stable stage of the mind, Ekras. These are the three chapters you need to learn. So the definition of constant effort maker is not to commit the same mistake again. One. Second definition of intense effort maker is your stage should be ahead of your stage which was 1 second before. Baba is talking in terms of second. What stage you are having now and what stage you will have after 1 second, that stage after 1 second should be ahead of your stage which is before 1 second. So this is the second definition of intense effort maker. So coming to the discussion of keeping the mind busy. So how do we keep our minds busy? First, let me, you all tell, then I will tell what I thought. Yeah. How do we keep mind busy? How do we keep our minds busy? Arvind bhai? Yeah. Then? Churning. Then? Going to the depth of knowledge. Then? Nagraj bhai? How do we keep our mind busy? so that the waste do not come, so that we don't indulge into gossip. Just now we had a superb discussion on gossip. Always creating pure thoughts. You know, today's Vardhan, today's blessing from today's Sakar Murli, so beautiful. Baba is focusing only on pure thoughts. Baba said, right from the morning, you are given pure thoughts. Keep yourself busy in pure thoughts. Because the weight of pure thought is very light. They are very light. It is waste thought which is heavy. If you are in keeping yourself busy in pure thoughts, you will remain light and you will always dance in happiness. So, again, what else? Checking. Keep on checking on and off. Then, what else? Prakash, why? How do we keep ourselves busy throughout the day?
Observe your thoughts.
Check your thoughts. Check their quality. Then? Take out, extract good points, powerful points, beautiful points from Murli. Then?
Writing.
Then? So many things already you covered, but still I will just tell you few points. Yeah? Become witness. Yeah, of course. So, reading. Okay? So all these points we will include again. So the first thing in remaining busy throughout the day, the first point is soul consciousness, self-respect and spiritual drills. All three things together. Practicing self-consciousness, soul consciousness, practicing self-respect, soman, and practicing spiritual drills. So first point is practice. Practicing soul consciousness. Whenever you get time, try to become soul conscious. I am soul. Sitting in the middle of the forehead. I am soul. Embodiment of peace, purity, embodiment of bliss, happiness, power. These are my virtues. These are my qualities. So, trying to become soul conscious as much as possible. One, trying to practice self-respect. I am soul is not enough. Which soul I am? What is the quality of this soul? What is my part? In the next Sunday's Murli Baba said, see yourself, your first birth and your last birth. Okay? This is the first birth, this is the last birth. In between there are 82 births. Of course, your first and last birth, these are the greatest. First, when you came for the first time on this planet Earth, first time in the paradise, that first birth and your last birth here, in this birth, you achieved God. So in between whatever births are there, all those births also you played a hero part. So this is practicing spiritual drill. Yesterday evening, I did one yoga meditation from 6:30 to 7:30. I saw myself at confluence age and then I felt my previous birth, I was in some female body. And then before that I was in male body. Then female, then male. Going back. Starting from confluence age and going back. Male birth, female birth. Male body, female body. Male body, female body. And checking that all that consciousness of being male or being female, that goes away. Or you can say body consciousness. You are just seeing a soul now in the male body. In the previous birth, it was in the female body. Before that, again in the male body, again in the female body, going back. One way of doing the practice of five different forms is coming from golden age to confluence age. One form is going back. Back journey. This birth, that birth, like that. Reverse journey. And then you reach golden age. Extremely pure. 16 celestial degree full. Absolutely non-violent. Such beautiful atmosphere. Such beautiful people around. So this is a practice. Okay. So one is practicing. Second is remembering Baba. We all do that. But this is how we have to keep our mind busy. Because mind has a tendency to go down. If you give him delicious food to eat, it will enjoy. But if you deny, it has a tendency to revert back to those old ways and to relish all the dirt of body consciousness. So, second is remembrance. Third point is self-talk and talk with God. Talking with oneself. How much time we spend in talking with oneself? One of the treatments for gossips is self-talking. Gossip is talking with others and self-talk is talking with oneself. Talking with one's own mind. Going in silence and going in solitude and talking with oneself. Who I am, what I am, where I am, what I am doing, how much I have become flower, how much I am, am I a thorn or still a flower? Yesterday Baba said, Baba has started a factory. In this factory, you become flower from thorn. Am I a thorn still? Or have I become a flower? You know, in the book, Alice in Wonderland, Alice reaches the Wonderland and there she meets lot of flowers. Okay? And she is also at that point has become very small because of eating something. In that entire book, sometimes she becomes big, sometimes she becomes small. At this point of time, when she enters that flower garden, she has become very small. And all flowers are dancing. All flowers are singing. And in that dance, in those singing, Alice also joins with those flowers. And they all sing together. At the end of the song, all those flowers ask Alice, are you also a flower like us? She says, no, I am a human being. They feel that she is also a flower. Because all those flowers have hands and feet. All those flowers are wearing dresses. It is shown like that. So she says, no, I am not flower. So what they say, if you are not flower, you must be weed. Go away. If you are not flower, you must be weed. Weed is those unwanted plants, ghas phoos, unwanted plants, unwanted leaves in the garden. So that has to be removed. So he says, such a beautiful statement, if you are not a flower, you must be a weed. Go away from here. Checking ourselves, if I am not a flower, I must be a weed. If I am not a flower, I must be a thorn. If I am not a flower, I may be a wasted. I must be a waste thing in the garden of God. God's Baba says, I am gardener. You all are fragrant flowers. Baba comes here to take your fragrance. If suppose, imagine, he comes. And I have all impure thoughts and my fragrance is not there. And all others are having good fragrance. So how will it feel like? So, what that flower says to Alice is, if you are not a flower, you must be weed. Go away from here. And they all drive her away. And she has to depart. Go from that place. So, the third thing is, talking with oneself. The third thing is, talking with God. Fourth point, as somebody said, reading knowledge, relating knowledge to others, churning knowledge, writing knowledge, all these things together. Reading, churning, writing, relating to others, discussing knowledge. One is to relate knowledge, another is to sit and discuss. If you remain busy in all these things, your mind remain busy. You will not have waste thoughts. So relating knowledge, churning knowledge, discussing knowledge, gyan charcha. This is so important because when you do this, automatically you are free from waste. You have no time for indulging into any sort of any gossip anywhere. Because otherwise if you see everywhere three people are sitting and doing gossiping. Two people are sitting and doing gossiping. All these things are going on everywhere. If not sitting, they are just walking around and talking all the rubbish? Are they discussing knowledge? Are they churning knowledge? Each word has to be churned. Each word. Each and every word of this knowledge has so depth that it has to be understood in the similar manner as Baba said. So, fourth point is relating knowledge, churning knowledge, discussing knowledge, reading knowledge, writing knowledge. 5 points in fourth point. Fifth point is keeping the mind busy in seeing other specialities. All those people who are around us. For example, I come in contact with one person. The moment I come in contact with him, I talked with him, even before or after talking with him. Let me sit for a moment and think, what are the specialities of this soul? Just now, suppose I am going and sitting in Baba's room and there immediately I see somebody sleeping. Okay? Immediately waste thoughts start. This is so subtle, how they enter. Very subtle. I go in Baba's kutia and I see somebody sleeping at Amrit Villa. Automatically that person pulls my attention. But I forget. I don't know what has happened to him. I don't know how was his sleep. I don't know what is his routine. I don't know so many reasons about him. And immediately some waste thoughts, some negative thought. So in this similar manner throughout the day, we have some or other negative impressions about others. And as yesterday we were discussing, we need to purify our feelings. So, seeing specialities. We need to keep our mind busy in seeing others' specialities. Next is gross service. Gross physical service. Going in kitchen and doing some service. Or you are cooking. Anything. What is your departmental work? That is all gross service. What are all your pending works? It could be anything. Almari is there and all things are scattered. You arrange them. Arrange, rearrange things. Lot of files are there. You don't know what file is what from where. Or your table is there. Things are just lying here and there. So you are rearranging things. So keep yourself busy in gross services. And seventh, last point. What else you should keep yourself busy in? Anything left? Remembering your fortune, treasures, attainments. F-A-T, fat. F-A-T. F means fortune, bhagya. A, attainments, prapti. And T means treasure, khazana. Remember F-A-T, fat. Remembering, revising fat. Fortune, attainments, treasures. So these are the seven things we need to keep our mind busy throughout the day. Again, we'll revise. First of all, practicing self-consciousness. Also, you can include self-conscious vision. Practicing self-consciousness, practicing self-respect, and practicing spiritual drills. We become strong only with spiritual drills, otherwise no. Soul will become healthy, strong, you know, with spiritual drills. Second, as I said, remembering Baba. Find out different ways of remembering Baba, just as we have these 108 different relationships with Baba. Take up different relationships every day. Sometimes he is your guide, sometimes he is your coach, your teacher, sometimes he is gardener, sometimes he is boatman, anything. Take something else, anything you can take. He is troubleshooter, he is watchman, he is well-wisher, he is operator, anything for that matter. So, remembering Baba in different, with different relationships. So third is this. Fourth is self-talk. Self-talk or talking with Baba. How much time we spend in talking with oneself? We spend a lot of time in talking with others. But depart in solitude. Go in some deep silence and start talking with yourself. What I have achieved till now. Look at your own spiritual journey. This is the point I became Baba's child. And these are the years. 30 years, 10 years, 20 years, 40 years, whatever. 5 years, 2 years, whatever. This is the point and this is where I stand now. Looking at your own journey. What are the pitfalls? When I lost patience? When vices attacked me? What were the causes of my downfall? Everything. Talking with oneself. Self-talk and talking with God. This is one point. Then, churning knowledge. We have so many different, we thought of methods. Take up any point, like for example, you can take today's blessing from today's Murli. Baba said pure thought. What is Shuddha Sankalp? What is pure thought? Baba said keep your mind busy in pure thoughts, so that you remain light and you dance in happiness. How can I dance in happiness all the time? What is the secret of this dance? What music is needed? Churning. Taking one point, go in silence. Don't read the entire thing, just this much. Take one word and go for a walk around Naki. Just with one word or one line and keep on thinking about it. By the time you finish your one round, Nagaraj Bhai, you will have at least 50 points at the end of your round. Once you finish that round. So churning knowledge. Next is gross services. If you are not having very strong thoughts, better to go in kitchen and do some service. Better to go and sit there in the dining and start serving or help somebody. Any gross service, so many guests are coming. Just sit with them and start narrating knowledge. In the Om Shanti Bhavan, I see so many people in the evening sitting and explaining knowledge. But also bring some novelty, some variety, some newness in the explanation. Don't explain in the same stereotyped manner till it becomes cliche. No. Explain in new ways, looking at them, how they are. What sort of, if they are from rural background, rustic people, if they are educated, in that manner explain them. So that is one. And last is fact. Remembering and revising fact. What are my fortunes? What Baba gave me? What I have achieved? What are my attainments? What are the treasures? So, keep your mind busy in all these 7 things. Churn on each and every point of knowledge. Contemplate. Self-reflection. And then, you remain busy, you become intense effort maker and gradually, you have to make every one day Mayajit. Become Mayajit for one day. If you become Mayajit for 1 second, you can easily become Mayajit for 1 minute. If you become Mayajit for 1 minute, you can become easily Mayajit for 1 minute. If you become Mayajit for one hour, you can become Mayajit for 24 hours. If you become Mayajit for 24 hours, you can become Mayajit for 1 week. If you become Mayajit for 1 week, you can become Mayajit for 1 month. If you become Mayajit for 1 month, you can become Mayajit for 1 year. If you become Mayajit for 1 year, you can become Mayajit for the whole life. So, the journey of whole life starts with 1 second. The journey of whole life starts with 1 second. In Alice of Wonderland, she asks, how much time it will take? So that person says, 1 second. What does 1 second mean? That person says, it can also mean forever. 1 second can also mean forever.
This is for people who will be listening to your lecture outside Pandavapur.
Yeah.
For all of you, you have the ultimate fortune to stay over here. When we are outside,
yeah.
We travel to Madhuban, Pandavapur, Chardham.
Yeah.
Shantivan,
yeah.
Different places of
yeah.
Experience ourselves over here.
Yeah.
That is a huge way.
Yeah, that will come into spiritual drill. As I said, spiritual drill. Spiritual drill includes everything. Traveling with your astral body. with your angelic body, you visit Madhuban every day. Baba said, if you want to become very strong and powerful, come to Shantistam. If you want to get rid of all the waste thoughts, come to History Hall. If you want to become like the father, come to Baba's room. If you get depressed, come to your Baba's hut and have heart-to-heart conversation with Baba. So everything comes under spiritual drills. So find out ways and means to keep the mind busy. Because if it remains empty, devil may come. It can turn into devil's workshop. So keeping the mind busy and becoming Mayachit. Om Shanti.